My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the good weather now and the summer around the corner, you might fancy going on a hike. But if you do, and if you've never done it before, there are a few things you might want to prepare for first. We're joined by Helen Lawless from Mountaineering Ireland. Helen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
And also, there's certain mountains one shouldn't go near at the moment, such as the Mourne Mountains. There's a fire there.
Yes, for this week and into this weekend, people are asked to avoid the higher mountains in the eastern part of the Mourne because, unfortunately, the area has been hit by a spate of fires over the last 10 days. And we are asking people to stay away so that we don't block access routes that are needed by the emergency services, and so that people are not putting themselves at risk and adding to the burden on the emergency services at this time.
And are fires like that relatively, because, you know, we all know about LA and all that, but in Ireland, when we get into the summer, are fires like that common in parts of the country at least?
This tends to be the peak time of the year for landscape fires such as this, because you've got very dry vegetation on the hills. We've had a really dry month of March and the growth hasn't really taken off. Once the vegetation starts to grow, there's a little bit more moisture there that can curtail the spread of fire. And the other factor we've had over the last 10 days or so is there's been quite a lot of dry easterly wind, which has fanned the flames, literally. Not just in the mountains, in the Mourne Mountains. We've also had serious fires in County Mayo. There was a fire just yesterday in the Black Bears Mountains and also a fire in Killarney yesterday.
My word. Now, you did kind of allude to it there, especially for people who mightn't have done this before. Where you, if you're going to drive there, where you park your car is important because, you know, as you say, you don't want to block up the emergency services if they're needed. How will you know where is the right place to park?
Well, particularly people should avoid blocking forest entrances. And if you're parking on a narrow road, just remember that wide vehicles may need to pass by. That could be farm vehicles or it could be the emergency services. And if people do see a fire, let's hope they don't. But if you do see a fire, you should dial 999 or 112. Immediately to report it. Don't assume that somebody else has reported it. The fire I mentioned yesterday in Killarney National Park, thankfully the damage was limited by the fact that a member of the public reported it quickly.
Now, if you're going on, say, you know, you're going to work for 5 kilometres, I assume 5 kilometres, if it's on a flat surface, is quite different to 5 kilometres if you're dealing with an incline.
Yes, it is, John, and that's something that can catch people out if they're new to hiking. Generally, once you're going uphill, it takes most of us more energy and therefore more time. So if you are planning to get out, and this weather is absolutely inspirational, I'm sure everybody listening wants to be outside right now. I think firstly, we should mention that the blue skies and the sunshine, they're not expected to last through the weekend. It's usually dry on Saturday, but a bit cloudy. It's also going to be colder. So we do need to check the weather forecast, bring a small backpack with some bare clothing, because if you are going up an incline, once you get to the top, you cool down quite fast. Bring the food, nutritious food and fluids as well. And make sure your phone is fully charged, just in case you need assistance or if you're referring to online mapping.
How much food should you bring?
You need a mix of things. People typically bring chocolate, but you need some slow-release foods, like trail mix is good. Some sandwiches as well, so you get carbohydrates. And everything tastes better outside. They really do.
Helen, thanks a million for talking to us today. That's Helen Lawless there, Access and Environment Manager with Mountaineering Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.